We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chayakov ben Birchas Eliyahu. We are in Temura Perakei Mishnei. Harezo Tachaszo Temurazo Chalufazo. Sounds like we're doing kaparos. Here you have someone who has a behemas kachim, and he takes a behemas chulin and says, "I am saying that I want the kedusha of this behemas kachim should be now transferred." He uses the name of tachas. This behemas chulin should be tachas in the place of the substitute of the behemas kachim. So, or Temurazo, which is the language the Torah uses, or Chalufaso. In fact, that's the language of the Torah as well. Lo yachalifenu v'lo yamiroso. This should be the exchange. This chulin alim should be the exchange of the hekdesh animal. Harezo Temura. These are all languages of Temura, and as we know, the chulin alim becomes kadosh, but that original kadosh kachim animal remains kadosh. What about if he says zo mecholelis alzo? He takes a kachim animal and a chulin animal and says, "I want the kachim animal to be mechulol, to release its kedusha onto, to be redeemed onto." Onto the chulin animal, we use that language, mechuleles, to be mechalel, usually when it comes to, let's say, master sheni, I want the master sheni kedusha of the produce to down to be mechulel onto coins, so that the coins become kedusha, and I release the master sheni from kedusha, so I don't have to schlep through shalayim. So what's the halacha here? Eina temura. The language of chilul, where you're saying that the hekdesh should release its kedusha to the other animal and become chulin, is not appropriate here. That's not a fitting term to use, and therefore it doesn't affect temura. The behemas chulin does not become kadosh. Why not? Because a behemas hekdesh that's tamim, that's tamim, that's unblemished, is not yotze the chulin. So to use the language of mechulol, to redeem, to make it chol, it doesn't happen because it doesn't have a mum, and therefore will not affect temura if you use the language of mechulo. Vimhaya hekdesh balmum. But let's say the hekdesh animal was a balmum, was a blemished animal. So there, the concept of chilul, in fact, is appropriate. So says the Mishnah, then yotze lechulin. Then what happens? The chulin animal, in fact, seizes the kedusha, and if I use the language of mechulo, so then, in fact, that original animal loses its kedusha. And it doesn't matter, by the way, that the behemoth hektesh and the other animal are not the same price. That doesn't matter, because Min HaTorah, hektesh even worth 100 money, a lot of money, can be mechul, can be redeemed on even a shava pruta. That takes effect. But, says the Mishnah, even though it's yotzi lechulin, but the animals may not be the same price. V'tzorech lasos damim. Even though min haTorah it is yotzei lechulin, midrabanan tzorech lasos damim means that if, let's say, the new chulin animal that you now made kadosh is worth less than the original animal that had a mum that was kachim, he has to add money to make up the difference. But that's only a din derabbanon. Perakei Mishnah Vav. Hare zo tachas chatas. Person has a behemas chulin, and he says, you know, I want this behemas chulin to be in the place of a carbon chatas. Now, he didn't say tachas chatas zu. He didn't say in the place of this particular chatas that's in front of him, but rather in place of a chatas stam, a chatas in general. So, hare, I want this chulin animal to be in the place of a chatas, or tachas ola. Or he says, hare zo tachas ola. My chulin animal should be in the place of an ola animal, a stam, a regular ola animal, not one that I have nestling in front of me. Lo amar klum. That is that. That's meaningless. Why? Because when it comes to temura, the Torah says lo yachalifenu v'lo yamir oso. What does that teach us? It has to be where it's a hekdesh yadua and miyuchad. It is known. It's singular. It's clear. And then specific, then it can make temura. But if you have a stam chatas, a stam ola, it is no animal here that you're referring to. So the behemas chulin does not become kadosh based on your statement. Tachas chatas zo v'tachas ola zo. But if he says this chulin animal should be kadosh in place of this chatas, and he has a chatas sort of standing in front of him, or an ola standing in front of him, or tachas chatas v'tachas ola sheish li b'soch habayis, or it's not maybe not in front of him, but this animal should be in place of the chatas that I have in my house, in place of the animal that I have in my ola I have in my house. So the Mishnah says, Hayolo, if he has a carbon chatas or carbon ola in his house, devar kayamim, then this will affect temura. This, in fact, will become kadosh to the chulin animal. Im amar al behema tameya val balas mum hare elu ola lo amar klum. If a person says about a behemoth tamei, a tamei animal, non-kosher animal, or a balasum, an animal with a womb, and he says, behold, these animals should be an ola. So that's meaningless, because these animals are not ro'i lahakrava. You're not fit to be brought as a sacrifice. Hare elu la'ola. What if he didn't say here he says, hare elu la'ola. What do you mean, these should be an ola? So this is different. Even though he's speaking about, he has non-kosher animals, a camel or something like that, or an animal with a mum that he owns. And he says, by the way, these should be for an ola. He didn't say on this specific animal that they should be hare elu ola. These should be an ola. That doesn't work for a mum animal, an animal with a mum, or a non-kosher animal. Hare elu ola. You can't make them an ola. But what a hare elu Leola, they'll be for an ola. So what's he doing? He's really investing this animal with kedushas damim, with not kedushas haguf, but rather the monetary kedusha of an ola. And what's going to happen? So that it'll be sold. Then he uses the money to buy another animal that can be brought in an ola. So that's what he had in mind at the beginning. Then says the Mishnah, yimachru. Then in fact you can sell these animals, the one with the mum, the non-kosher animal, the tummy animal, the yavi b'demeim ola, and use the proceeds to buy a carbon ola.